His check-on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano tells us the National Weather Service has a wind chill advisory out from 7 p.m. this evening till 12 noon tomorrow. Today, sun and clouds, windy about 35 to 40, clear and icy cold tonight, 0 to 5 above with wind chill factors well below zero. On Saturday, sunny, breezy, cold, mid-teens. Sunday, increasing clouds, mid-20s. And Monday, snow, possibly a winter mix of rain south and east, tapering down. That'll be in the mid-30s. We'll check the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Taking a look at some of the stories that we are following for you today. A group protested the mass cutting of trees at Housatonic Meadows State Park. In a story in the Republican American, a group gathered yesterday at the state park protesting the removal of the huge number of oaks and pines by the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Two eagles, while people were there, glided overhead. Some of the attendants said seeing the birds fly from trees to trees only served to reinforce their reason for their outcry. State Senator Craig Miner of Litchfield and Representative Stephen Harding, ranking members of the legislators' Environmental Committee yesterday, calling for additional documents from DEEP in connection with the tree removal in their statement. They said it appears DEEP has no intention of considering the testimony given by experts. DEEP said the massive cutting of the trees at the park began in the fall was part of its statewide hazardous tree removal program, but the initiative was never communicated with the public. On Thursday, workers from DEEP were at the end of the road near the boat launch. Several environmental conservation were behind a snow fence, making sure no one from the public went near those area. Those who came to decry the tree cutting held signs and chanted please. Michael Nadeau of Sharon, a retired state-certified arborist who's been involved in the project since it came to light, said DEEP uses a poor set of criteria when it comes to assessing hazardous trees. There'll now be COVID testing in Kent on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays till 7. That goes at the Kent Transfer Station, 46 Maple Street. No appointment is required. Breakthrough cases in the state are soaring as the latest variant takes hold. The number of reported cases in Connecticut among fully vaccinated people has increased nearly five times since the state's first case was confirmed early in December of this latest variant. Officials released updated weekly numbers showing there have been over 115,000 breakthrough cases that has resulted in hospitalization or in the death of fully immunized state residents. There have been breakthrough cases reported in every vaccine-eligible age group, but none of the 355 reported deaths have involved anybody aged 24 and younger. Vaccines are available to anybody 5 and older, and anyone 12 and older is eligible for a booster shot. The latest combined figures for public and private schools released, by the way, yesterday show the number of students testing positive from COVID-19 went from over 7,000 last week to over 12,000 this week. Teachers and other school employees who tested positive increased from 2,300 to 2,400. There was also in the report 1,800 effective staff members fully vaccinated. Only 193 were not fully vaccinated, and there were no vaccine informations for the other 490 tests. Public health officials report now cases of COVID-19 has a positive test rate of 20.3% in Connecticut. In Great Barrington, when it comes to the future of the dilapidated building that housed the former Housatonic School, quote, demolition is still a four-letter word, end quote. So said Select Board Chair Stephen Bannon on Monday evening. Quoting here, I'd still like to see and think that it's not a consideration yet, end quote. Fellow board members agree and said the Select Board is poised once again to put out requests for proposals for redevelopment of the 14,000-square-foot town-owned brick building, either for purchase of some type through public-private partnership. Coming up next week, the Select Board expects to finalize wording for a request for proposals known as a planning parlance, an RFP. Once that goes public, any interested parties would have 90 days to submit proposals to the town. Getting back to COVID in the Berkshire County area, cases are up 169% in 2 weeks. Berkshire Health Systems had 21 hospitalized patients with positive COVID-19 tests as of the middle of the week. No new deaths reported, though, in Berkshire County for that pandemic total now to stand at 351. Across the state, 74.5% of the population is vaccinated fully, according to data. County-level vaccination rates are reported weekly, and 72% of Berkshire County residents were vaccinated fully as of last week. Dutchess County County legislators will wear masks. Some of the arguments were made to get out of it. All Dutchess County legislators present in all seven of its public meetings will be wearing masks, according to Chairman Greg Pulver, following an argument over the appropriate mask use after Pulver and County Executive's Office offered unique explanations why it was acceptable for two legislators to be at the legislators' January 4th meeting maskless. Pulver, during the meeting, repeatedly compared the legislators sitting at the indoor public meeting without masks to eating dinner at a restaurant without masks, while the County Executive's Office said that the legislators were permitted to go maskless for their live stream meeting due to an exception in the state's mask mandate for film and television production. Neither were considered valid reasons for removing a mask, according to the New York State Department of Health. Well, as New York's eviction moratorium expires, tenants behind on rent during the COVID-19 pandemic now must learn how to navigate courts, which are inundated with cases postponed because of the ban. Over 600,000 New Yorkers are behind on rent, according to the National Equity Access, a policy group connected with the University of Southern California, using data on Census Survey and Treasury Department data from the fall. Westchester County has the most households behind on rent and the highest rent owned in the state outside of New York City's five boroughs. Westchester also had the most eviction filings through the pandemic outside of New York, almost 7,500, according to court data. As of January 2nd, New York State had over 227,000 active eviction cases, according to data compiled by the Right to Counsel New York City Coalition. Connecticut has mulled extending Governor Mott's emergency powers. He and President Martin Looney on Wednesday left open the possibility of narrowly expanding the governor's emergency powers to manage the state's ongoing COVID-19 response. The latest declarations of public health and civil preparedness emergencies that authorized Lamont to set rules and modify or suspend state laws, regulations, and requirements through executive order are due to expire on February 15th. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Instagram and Facebook. A great menu at Morgan's, specials every day, and they also feature tapas. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up today at 36,113.62. The NASDAQ at 14,806.81. And the S&P 500 at 4659.03. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.